One more from here. This is an elegy to a friend of mine who died at age 21. It appears at first to be set in Berkeley, in the Rose Gardens there, those beautiful tiered gardens, a bit like a stadium, sort of three-quarter shells. But actually, it's a flashback. One other thing about this, there is an adage or an old wives' tale in it, and I found it in my notebook. I'm not sure whether I wrote it or whether I copied it from somewhere. I have no memory of that, so if anyone knows where it comes from, let me know. One biked easily to the gardens because the hills dipped musically. Tiered in colors, each rose possessed a magical name and the names in a foreign language, a stadium of flowers, each a rose. Not to speak about roses, nor the moon, nor the names of lost loves, common songs, nor odors, which cannot be recalled. We sat on the edge of a bench, bent toward the gold light deepening the red bridge. The lights came on along the bridge and bronzed the bay below. When the light reached the roses, it was divided into its individual cords, and each allowed itself to be touched where it was tired. We had to sit there because the light had gone out in our pockets and we were heavy with the light. You were gone as suddenly, and when I had the news 2 days later, the rain that was to ruin the soil and be unavailable the following autumn during the eucalyptus fires had already begun. A smell of dung and menthol, hundreds of acres of fire into tar-like sap. A friend, when you are not yet both 21, but close, breathes in the darkness that you might breathe in and flower. I sat on a bench in the rain on and off for days until the roses in that part of the country for that time of year burned with scent. I must have been, as I remembered it later, taking a bath during your last hour in the house you'd found for me on that decent avenue I couldn't afford. It was fair in those days to die rather than go back, whereas today it is merely sunny, somewhat on the cool side. The village reeks of fresh bread.